It all starts with the bread.
Tampa bread, you know that if you've eaten a piece of it because crumbs are everywhere.
That's Andrew Hughes. He wrote the history of Florida's first Spanish-Cuban restaurant, the Columbia, which is in Tampa.
If you go to Miami, you're not going to find that bread. You're going to find a squishy bread.
Tampa Sandwich is named after the Cuban cigar factory workers from the Ybor City neighborhood. They layered sweet shaved ham, shredded mojo marinated pork, Genoa salami, dry Swiss cheese, mustard, and three crisp dill pickles. The owner of King Corona Cafe, Don Barco, says a good Cuban is like a handmade cigar.
You have this different blending of tobaccos. And it's the same thing with the Cuban sandwich. All those different ingredients marry, and that's what gives you the flavor of the Ybor City Cuban sandwich.
Melissa Fair and David Audette are self-styled Cuban sandwich experts. Miami, to them, is neon, mojitos, and surgically enhanced women who wouldn't be caught dead eating the sandwich.
They wouldn't have eaten the bread, for sure. They would have just pulled the meat off and eaten the meat, and in private. So, yes.
Michelle and Robert Fiedo sell Cubans out of a food truck and will match their sandwich against anyone's, especially Miami.
Bring it on.
Now, that would be a great contest, but Miami's got to use their products, and we stick to our products.
Oh, and one more thing. We're told some Miami restaurants, and even the Miami-Dade School District, buys their Cuban bread from Tampa. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
And I'm Kenny Malone in Miami. If we've learned anything this political season, attack ads win wars.
Yes, I'm Dario Moreno. I'm a political consultant in Miami.
Over Cafe con Leche at Versailles Restaurant on Calle Ocho, Dario and I strategized. He said we should attack Tampa's Cuban cred.
The truth is, you get better cigars in Miami. At least our city commission is three Cubans. The most prominent politician that ever came out of there was former Governor Martinez, and he spoke in a southern accent.
We need to focus in on one or two nuggets. I think back to the great political attack ads. Remember the Swift Boat ad?
I served with John Kerry.
I served with John Kerry.
John Kerry has not been honest.
So what's our Swift Boat moment here?
I think your Swift Boat moment is the salami.
The ingredients for an authentic Tampa Cuban sandwich are sweet ham, Genoa salami.
Well, salami belongs in pizza and Italian restaurants.
Salami, it's bologna.
Dario said this is about salami and family values. So Tampa, officially eat this.
Tampa claims to have the official Cuban sandwich, but what do we really know? Tampa uses Genoa salami. Is this the Cuban sandwich for your children? Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado doesn't think so.
If my abuela would have seen salami in a Cuban sandwich, she would do the signal of the cross and say, that's a sacrilege.
Even Tampa officials know the resolution is a farce.
This doesn't say this is the best tasting Cuban sandwich or the most popular or the one that we want to promote.
Then stop promoting it, Tampa. You're hundreds of miles from Cuba and a world away from reality.
Brought to you by the Facebook group for Patriots for Sandwiches and Family Values.